Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Pauline.
And my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is nature.
Today's title is pets. Pets. Oh, pets are always fun to talk about. Do you have any pets, Peter?
I don't have any pets right now, but I have had pets before.
Oh, good. You can tell us all about that today. I think we'll also learn some about pets our friends have. Let's get started by looking at today's Read It. Friends, follow along with Peter.
Rob and Susie talk about pets. Susie has a lot of knowledge about pets. She has several pets at home. Although she'd like more, she won't get any more. Pets take a lot of time and money. Vet bills can be expensive. Some pets have special diets. That can be expensive too. Before you get a pet, make sure you can afford it.
So, Peter, what pets did you have in the past?
Well, I had this pet. It's kind of like a mouse, but it is way cuter. It has a very short tail, and its fur is really puffy. It's called a hamster.
Ah, I was going to guess that. Oh, I've never had one of those, but I had friends who did. They're really cute.
Yes, you can put them in your pocket and go around the house or watch TV. It's great.
Well, just be careful you don't sit on it.
Oh, of course that wouldn't happen. Well, let's find out what's going on, but first, let's learn those keywords. Here's Christina.
Hello, 今天的主题是宠物, pets. Susie对宠物的知识很丰富. She has a lot of knowledge about pets. 不可数名词 knowledge就是知识。 她家里养了很多宠物, 虽然还想养更多, 但是她不会这么做, 因为养宠物要很多的时间和金钱。 Although she'd like more pets, she won't get any more. 句首的although是连接词, 虽然的意思。 她常常带宠物去看兽医, 兽医本来是veterinarian, 但这个字实在是太长了, 所以大家都会用前面三个字母, V-E-T, vet, 来指兽医。 She has to take her pets to the vet. 所以兽医的账单很贵, the vet bills are expensive. 名词bill就是账单。 Rob说有些宠物需要特别的饮食调理, some pets need a special diet. 名词diet指经规划的特殊饮食。
Hello, Susie. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rob. I love to talk about pets.
I know. You have a lot of knowledge about pets.
That's because I love them.
You have several pets.
I do. And although I'd like more pets, I won't get any more.
Why not?
Pets can take a lot of time and money.
Oh, we know Rob's guest today. It's Susie. She is a good person to talk to about pets. Susie loves animals.
Yes, she does. And she has a lot of knowledge about pets.
You know, Christina has a lot of knowledge about the English language. Let's have her explain this sentence pattern for us now.
Rob 说 Susie 懂很多关于宠物的事, 这方面的知识很丰富. You have a lot of knowledge about pets. 我们首先来说 knowledge 这个名词, 它是知识. 你应该也看得出来, 它跟 K-N-O-W, know 这个字有关. 动词 know 是知道, 后面加上了 L-E-D-G-E, 就变成 knowledge, 名词知识。 所以你背这个字的时候, 把它拆开变两半, 应该会比较好记。 Knowledge 是不可数名词, 所以你才可以说 a lot of knowledge, 很多知识，不可数名词不加 s。另外 ,you have a lot of knowledge about pets, 其实就跟 you know a lot about pets, 意思是一样的，只不过前者感觉更正式，有学问一点。
Thanks, Christina. So let's talk about this question. So why does Susie know so much about pets?
Well, she is interested in the topic. If you are interested in something, you will probably want to read and learn more about it.
That's a good point. But Susie doesn't just read about pets. She also has several pets. So she has also learned from experience.
How many pets does Susie have?
I am not sure. Rob said she has several. That means she has more than just one or two. But I can't remember exactly how many pets she has. I also know she has a couple of dogs and a bird.
Really? When I was little, my family had a little bluebird as a pet.
Oh, yeah? What was its name?
Bluebird.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. I never asked you, but Pauline, do you have any pets?
No, I travel a lot and I live in a small apartment, so I don't think it's a good idea for me to have a pet right now.
Maybe you can just have a plant instead of a pet. But I understand having a pet is a lot of responsibility. People need to think about that before they get one.
Right.Just because you want a pet doesn't mean you should get a pet. Even Susie knows that. She says, although I'd like more pets, I won't get any more.
Why does she say that?
Good question. But before we talk about why, let's look at what she says. This is a good sentence pattern to practice using. I think we should get Rebecca to help us with it. Rebecca? Hello there, friends.It's so great to see you today. Are you ready for use it? You better be, because here we go. Today you're going to learn how to use the word although at the beginning of a sentence. For example, although I like a different apartment, I won't move. Or although he'd like to ride my bike, I won't let him.But you can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, Pauline, if Susie wants more pets, why doesn't she get more?
Rob asked the same question. I thought Susie might say she doesn't have any more room in her apartment, but she gives a different reason. Friends, do you remember her reason?
Well, it's because pets take time and money.
They take time and money. You said it, Peter.
Well, actually, Pauline, Susie said it.
Oh, well, okay, sure. But you said it too, and that's great because they take time and money is today's
calendar phrase.
They take time and money.
They take time and money.
他们既花时间又花钱。
I want a kitten.
No, they take time and money.
Oh, what about a puppy?
No, they take time and money.
What about a bird?
Nope, they take time and money.
What pet can I get?
A pet rock. They don't take time or money.
A pet rock?
They take time and money.
They take time and money.
他们既花时间又花钱。
You know what's great about calendar phrase, Pauline?
They are funny?
Well, yes.But also, they don't take much time or money.
Ah, good one. Friends, it's time for a short break. But don't worry, we'll be back in just a minute. Don't go away.
English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
So, Pauline, I know that you don't have any pets, but does your family have any?
Yes. My mom has a cat named Luke, and when I was a little girl, we had rabbits as pets.
Oh, rabbits are cute. We can also call them bunnies. Rabbits are an animal that you might see during Easter. They have long ears. They like to eat carrots. I didn't know you had one as a pet.
Well, now you know. But let's get back to Rob's interview with Susie. We can watch it together.
Caring for pets can be expensive.
That's right. Vet bills can be expensive.
Some pets need a special diet. That can also be expensive.
Yes, it can.
So, before getting a pet, make sure you can afford it.
Yes. Also, if you don't have time to spend with a pet, don't get one.
Right. All pets need attention.
So why does Rob say that caring for pets is expensive?
Well, there are lots of reasons. For one, buying a pet can be expensive.
I guess so. My family didn't buy pets. People gave them to us for free. Or we found pets that needed a home, so we took them into our home with us.
Good point. Sometimes people buy pets, but sometimes people get them for free. Still, either way, once you have a pet, they can be expensive.
Right. Like Susie says, vet bills can be very expensive. The word vet is a short word for a longer word, veterinarian. A veterinarian is an animal doctor. If your pet is sick, you may need to take them to the veterinarian or the vet.
Right, and sometimes you go to the vet before the pets are sick. You pay them to get a shot. That shot stops the pet from getting sick in the future.
That is very important. There are many reasons you might have to take your pet to the vet. And, of course, that costs money.
Yes, that's why Susie says vet bills can be expensive. A bill is a list of things you need to pay for. What are some examples of other bills we pay, Peter?
Bills like restaurants. If you go to a nice restaurant, you eat and the waiter brings your bill at the end of the meal. It says how much money you need to pay.
Good example. I pay a monthly bill for the internet at my house.
Okay, so we know that vet bills can be expensive. But what else do you have to pay for when you have a pet?
Well, every day you need to feed your pet. Pet food isn't free.
Good point. And some pets need a special diet.
I have a special diet. I am vegetarian. I don't eat meat. Your diet is what you eat. Some animals need special foods. They have a special diet. These foods can be expensive.
Right. Pets can be a lot of fun, but they can also cost a lot of money to keep. I agree with Rob. He says, before getting a pet, make sure you can afford it.
That is good advice. Let's have Christina explain it a little more to us. Christina?
养宠物在很多方面都需要花钱花时间，所以 Rob 建议我们在买宠物之前一定要确定自己是养得起。Before getting a pet, make sure you can afford it. 所以当你要表达在做某事之前一定要怎么样，就可以用这个句型。比如 ,Before getting a big dog, make sure you have enough space. 买一只大狗之前务必确定你有足够的空间让它活动。Before going on a hike, make sure you bring enough water.去爬山之前一定要确认携带足够的水。
Thanks, Christina. We will try to follow Rob's good advice here. And we'll also try to practice using the English you taught us today, too.
We did learn some great words today, so let's go ahead and review them together. Try to say them out loud with us, friends. This will help you say the word right, and it will also help you remember them.
Absolutely. Practice makes perfect, so keep on practicing even after the show. But first, we'll help you by reviewing.
Here's the first keyword from today. Knowledge. Knowledge. He has a lot of knowledge about sports.
Although I left early, I got home late.
Vet. Veterinarian. Vet. Veterinarian. She took her sick dog to the vet.
Bill. Bill. How much was your doctor bill?
Diet. Diet. She eats a diet of vegetables and fruit. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. And now let's look at our conversations one more time.
Hello, Susie. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rob. I love to talk about pets.
I know. You have a lot of knowledge about pets.
That's because I love them.
You have several pets.
I do. And although I'd like more pets, I won't get any more.
Why not?
Pets can take a lot of time and money.
Caring for pets can be expensive.
That's right. Vet bills can be expensive.
Some pets need a special diet. That can also be expensive.
Yes, it can.
So, before getting a pet, make sure you can afford it.
Yes. Also, if you don't have time to spend with a pet, don't get one.
Right. All pets need attention.
Well, today we talked about some reasons you maybe should not have a pet. They are a lot of responsibility and they can be expensive. But why do people want pets? There are some good reasons for having pets.
Well, I'm glad we can talk about that. One reason is because they're fun. You can play with this pet at home. They are really cute and funny. Also, you can take many of them outside. They can come along with you.
That's right. So they give you company and they can be a stress relief. Sometimes work and other things in our life make us really stressed. But a pet can help you relax, and that is important.
Yes, I think many people love cats and dogs because they show you that they love you. So you feel the love at the end of the day coming home, you're tired. Oh, and then there's a cute dog or cat waiting for you.
Right. Also, I think families like to have pets because it can teach children how to be responsible for another life and to care for another living thing.
Right. Every day you have a responsibility to clean it and take care of it and feed it.
That's right. Also, I think pets can help people be more active, especially dogs. If you have a dog, you usually need to go walking with it every day, and that might help you exercise and be more healthy.
That's a good point, too. Well, we hope you enjoyed this chat. Now let's see what James and Ginger are up to.
James, do you like pets?
Yes, I do.
Do you know a lot about pets?
Yes, I have a lot of knowledge about animals.
Pets are fun. I wish I had a pet.
Ginger, you are a pet.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, James, can I have a pet?
Well, maybe.
Yay!
But pets take a lot of time and money.
They do?
Yes, and vet bills are expensive.
Oh, like going to the doctor, right?
Yes, and some pets have special diets.
Ooh, like banana diets?
Yes, and that can be expensive.
Well, I'm glad you can afford it.
Let's stand and shout. Whoa. Celebrate and look around. Amira's here. Let's stand and shout. Whoa. Celebrate and look around. Let's stand and shout. Whoa. Celebrate and look around. Amira is here. Let's stand and shout. Whoa. Celebrate and look around. Show love in your life, in what you do and say. You will always have a better day.
A better day.
It's another brand new year, so make the most of it. Yeah. N-E-W-Y-E-A-R. New things to learn, new things to do. Let's stand and shout. Whoa. Celebrate and look around.
Up, whoa. Down, left, right.
When you're here,
when you're here,
let's stand and shout.
Whoa.
Celebrate and look around.
Up, down, left, right.
Come on.
Whoa.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. Do you own a pet? Why or why not? Oh, and Peter, I know you don't own a pet right now, but would you like one again in the future someday?
I would love a dog or a cat one day. I hope I have the opportunity so I can have that kind of responsibility.
That's great. Well, I hope you get to do that. And friends, I hope you come back tomorrow for another lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.